About 3,000 miles northeast of Nigeria, in the nation of Ukraine, some parts of the country are holding controversial votes. We've told you how Ukraine is divided. Some people, including Ukraine's new government, want closer ties with Western Europe. Some others want to secede from Ukraine and possibly join Russia. That's what a vote indicated in Donetsk, a region of eastern Ukraine. An election official said Monday that 90% of voters there support secession from Ukraine. But there were no international election monitors there for Sunday's vote, and officials from Europe and the U.S. say it doesn't count. Russia annexed Crimea, another region of Ukraine, after it held a similar vote in March. Russia says it's not interested in annexing other parts of Ukraine, but that it wants Ukraine to give its Russian-speaking population more power in the government. The United Nations Charter discusses preventing war, having faith in human rights, maintaining international peace and security. It says nothing about protecting people against killer robots. But at an upcoming UN meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, experts do plan to talk about autonomous weapons systems. Basically, robots that can choose and attack a target without any human intervention. These don't exist yet, but...
A futuristic danger in Hollywood films like The Terminator, now a big enough threat to warrant a United Nations debate. Robotic technology has already advanced to levels that wouldn't look out of place in a sci-fi blockbuster. These robots, developed by the Pentagon, can climb stairs, detect and avoid obstacles, and even correct themselves if you push them around. Robots are getting close to being able to do the physical tasks that we can do and more. It's only a matter of time before they appear on the battlefield. Machine technology is already being used to kill. We've seen that in drone strikes against the Taliban and other terrorist groups. But behind the drone technology, there is still a human being calling the shots. Giving robots the power to make those life or death decisions themselves is what the UN is discussing. A computer's ability to analyze and think is improving all the time. Google has been experimenting with neural networks, a kind of artificial brain capable of teaching itself independently from human programmers. And that raises a scary question. Will the artificial intelligences that power our robots one day decide to push back? Atika Schubert, CNN, London.